Okay, today, Bez, we're continuing in the third parak of Meseches Shkalim, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Bey. So it says the Mishnah, B'shalosh kupa shal shalosh shalosh se'in. Three baskets that had three sa'a each, tarmen esalishcha. They would withdraw the truma shkalim from the special room in the Beis HaMikdash where they would keep the money. The first, they would first fill up one basket with coins, then the second basket, and then the third basket, until they have nine sa'a worth of coins. B'kasa ben alef Beis Gimel, and the baskets would be labeled Aleph Beis Gimel, so that the money could be spent in the order that they withdraw it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yevonos Kasabehen Alpha Beis Gamla. Rabbi Shmuel says they wouldn't use Hebrew letters; they would use Greek letters, Alpha Beis Gamla. So there are certain restrictions that that the person who would take the shkalim had, so that they wouldn't be choshed that he was stealing, that he was misappropriating any of the money. He couldn't come in with any hems in his clothing, because you could always hide money in the hems. V'lo b'min v'lo b'sandal, can't wear a shoe or a sandal where you could hide the money in. V'lo b'tfilin v'lo b'kameya, he can't come in with tefillin on or any sort of amulet where you might be able to sneak some money in. Shemeye ani, because we're afraid he might become poor. V'yomru me'avon alishka hani, and people are going to say, oh, we know why he became poor, probably because he was taking money from the lishka. O shemeyashir v'yomru mitrumas alishka hashir, or maybe he'll become wealthy and everyone will say, oh, it's probably from the trumas alishka that he became wealthy. Because a person has to be beyond reproach from other people, just like you have to not do anything wrong in the eyes of God. Pasuk says you should be nekiyim from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. That you should find favor and seichel tov in the eyes of Hashem and man. I once gave a drasha on this Mishnah. Now, why do I need two pasukim? Because one pasuk, the whole Mishnah is telling us that it's pretty much impossible to avoid suspicion. If you become rich, people will say you're stealing. If you become poor, people will say God is punishing you for stealing. So, like, there's no matter what happens, everyone. So what's the etza? Not only to be v'yisim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael, but beyond that, in general, in the way you live your life, be matzachein v'seichel tov bein elkim v'adam. Be the kind of person that everyone likes. Be the kind of person that everyone has a good feeling about. And if you're that kind of person, then they're not going to suspect you of wrongdoing at every opportunity. They're not going to make up stories to be able to suspect you of wrongdoing. But if you're the kind of person that nobody likes, then they'll always suspect the person of wrongdoing. Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnah talks about the minhag of Rav Gamliel's family about giving shekel. Shel beis Rav Gamliel hayu nichnas v'shiklo bein etzba'osav. Rav Gamliel's family would hold back from paying until right before they would withdraw the money to use for the karbanos, and they would keep their shekel between their fingers. V'zorkel lefnei atarim, and as soon as the guy would come in to make the withdrawal, they throw the money there on the top of the pile. V'atarim miskav v'docha l'kupa, and then the guy making the withdrawal would use that money. He'd make sure that that money made its way into the box, so that Rav Gamliel's family's money always paid for the actual karban. They made sure that their money went for the right purpose, so for the best possible purpose. So, in a torim torim, ad she yomar lehem etrom. The guy making the withdrawal is not allowed to do that until he asked the people who are running the Beis HaMikdash, should I do so? Vehein omrim lo, trom, 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 shalosh pamim. And they have to tell him three times, trom, 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 yeah, go ahead, withdraw the money. It was a triple declaration to show that it was being done on behalf of the community with, in an adamant way where it's very clear that they're doing it with permission. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that there were three boxes that they would withdraw the money in, and they were each box carried three sa'ah worth of money, and they were marked Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And Rabbi Shmuel said it was marked in Greek, Alpha, Beis, Gamla, and the guy going in to make the withdrawal was not allowed to wear anything that you could sneak money in, like tefillin or a kameya or shoes or anything like that, because if he was going to become poor, everyone would say, oh, Hashem is punishing him for stealing. And if he becomes rich, everyone's going to say, oh, he became rich because he was stealing all the money. And a person has to be beyond reproach, not only from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but beyond reproach from other people as well. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said, oh, Rabbi Gamliel's family, when they would give their shekel, they would try to hold on to it till the last minute. And then when the guy would come in to make the withdrawal, they'd throw it on top of the pile, and he would make sure it gets put into one of the boxes to actually be used to pay for the korbanos hatzibur. And the guy who would go in to make the withdrawal is not allowed to go in unless he first asks permission, and he has to be told three times, trum, trum, trum. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalit.